Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, Tyler, what do you think that thing will hit you for, man? That Nike hoodie. I guarantee it's
Nike
trending
hoodie?
Somewhere.
Because I know Tiger's going off on his people at Sunday Red right now.
It's got to be a minimum like 80, right? Like 80 bucks, 90 bucks, 80? Probably near 100.
That's north of 150.
Okay.
120.
Easy. Is 120?
Victory Dry Fit.
I hadn't seen that.
Here we go. Men's Dry Fit Thermaflex Golf Hoodie. It's exactly what he's got on. $120.
120, huh?
$120.
A little bit more. I bet you a lot of people will start buying those. You ain't lying. I want to wear it.
Well, I'm going to tell you that the big fellas and the little bitty fellas have been buying it. There's no more extra smalls and there's no more triple and quadruple X's left. Everything in between you got, man.
Who's in these triple X's getting this?
This golf hoodie is built for more than just the course, baby. It's high stretch thermal fabric with sweat wicking dry fit technology.
Versatile.
Helps keep you warm and dry during active days.
And what more could you want out of a hoodie?
I'm telling you, man, this
why
is...
Why do you keep...
Call now. Get your second free.
Like you're doing a read.
Yeah, hell, it's like an infomercial.
I'd like get to
you,
have one.
You keep you warm and dry.
I feel like I just tuned into QVC.
Yeah, I think it's an all right old... I think it's an all right... Wait, Scotty's got a Zav zip, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got it.
Does Scotty have a zip
no,
on
No, he don't have no zip. I don't think he has a zip on it. By the way, here, coming up in a little bit, Tyler, I guess Tyler has something he needs to get off his chest.
I just deleted that because I cannot remember why I put that in there.
Clint, I've been waiting for this all damn day.
And I'm dead serious.
I mean, this pisses me smooth off.
I just looked at it, and I can't remember why I put that in our rundown last night. I remember putting it in there last night, but I can't remember why.
Clint, he put that in there, and I saw it early this morning.
You thought, hell yeah.
He said,
we got a segment out of this.
There's not much that Tyler puts down and says, I got to get this off my chest.
It had to have been good.
He blew through Tyler's turd list. Whatever it was, he has got to get through his chest. And then snuck down here, and I'm waiting to get to this. I was going to get to this Lance McCullers crap and then get to Tyler, and then hear Tyler is just... completely forgot.
Well, dude, I'm racking
my
brain.
You worked till 9:30 or 10. You got home. What'd you do when you got home?
Somebody help Tyler figure out. Because we all want to know now.
I cannot remember for the freaking life of me.
What happens if you get a good night's sleep, doesn't it, Tyler?
Good God, man. It was juicy, too. I got to get this off my chest. I said, I'm going to tease that. Start. Then we'll get to the bottom of it.
I just looked down at that, like, right before you said that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did put that in there, but I deleted it because I cannot remember.
Was it Elko and saying, oh, boy, can't come back to A&M or is not coming back to A&M?
No, that ain't something he would put in there. This was something personal. Something happened.
I'm going to keep thinking, but I cannot remember.
All right. Well, welcome in. At some point, Tyler will give us whatever it is he needs to get off his chest that he forgot and then tried to slide in and erase already. But... the Astros get going tonight. They start back up against the Mariners. And we were talking about Lance McCullers yesterday, and to a point where you're like, you feel more comfortable, and you weren't alone. There were people here on text line, YouTube, and Twitch saying a similar thing, that you feel more comfortable with Lance behind a Spencer Arrighetti or somebody in the four spot.
I would feel more comfortable with my Astros right now if the Lance McCullers that we're watching that's been inconsistent, whether it's tipping pitches or sitting out 900 and some odd days, whatever the reason is irrelevant. I as an Astros fan, I would just feel a little more comfortable if we had a third starter that was nails right now and pitching well, and then we were being patient and giving a little grace to Lance McCullers in that four hole as a starter in the rotation versus a three hole. The three hole starter in the playoffs,
you're going to pitch.
And hell, you can argue down the stretch if this thing tightens up the way it did the last six games before the All-Star break. I mean, if you can argue that you're going to need him, you'll need that third starter to be nails a lot sooner than the playoffs. But yeah, that was my point, was I would feel a lot more comfortable with what we're seeing from Lance if it wasn't one of those got to have moments where we need a third starter.
Yeah. I think he is becoming one of the most important things to watch in the second half. I don't know if they're thinking we're going to go and try to get another Kikuchi that might be on the line, and we can discuss some of that. And when I say Kikuchi, I don't just say that just because we enjoy saying that name. I'd say that in regards to, you know, another starter. He was a mid to front of the rotation level starter, and then when they got him, he was actually just really, really good
nails
for the team. But I don't know if that's what they're thinking is. I think a bat, a left-handed bat in particular, is something that they are really struggling with right now. If you could try to name in your head the best left-handed bat that they have on this team, it might be a difficult thing for you to get to right now with no Yordan out there. So I feel like that might be something they're looking to, but from a pitching perspective, when you look at Spencer Arrighetti, I think a lot of people are looking for him to come back just to kind of get, you know, maybe even to push like maybe a Brandon Walter or a Big C out of the rotation. But I think there are also thoughts of, hey, maybe he needs to get himself ready so he can be the third starter in the playoffs. And it is hard for me not to get the good Lance and the Lance we've kind of seen in the postseason before out of my mind. And I personally, for the Astros, would feel better if Lance had gotten himself to a position that he was the third starter going into the playoffs. Because for me, I feel like I trust him more. Spencer, who had a good late part to a season last year, he still had an ERA over 4.5, 7-13 last year. He had an ERA nearing 6 in his two starts this year before he had that freak injury. But we don't need to revisit before he had that freak injury.
In left field during Mariners BP.
Yeah.
That guy.
I don't know. I think it's probably best for the Astros if Lance McCullers starts to get some sort of consistency and getting it going, and that he takes the kind of the third spot in the rotation unless they go out and fill it.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you one of two things has to happen, and it's not just Spencer Arrighetti get healthy, right? Spencer taking the next step was a big part of this year's rotation. Lance McCullers getting back and being healthy and shaking the rust off and just being someone that can contribute, even at a chew up some innings throughout the regular season, was a plus. Now we've seen Lance.
Yeah, because the start of the season, we didn't even know.
Right.
You wouldn't even say he's going to pitch.
Well, now you've seen Lance through 10 starts. There's been a couple of really bad starts where he was either tipping pitches or lost it completely. But really, that we've seen flashes from Lance of the old Lance that can be really, really good, that can strike guys out, that can get a lot of swing and miss. And whether it's Lance takes the third spot or it's Spencer Arrighetti comes back, takes the next step from what we saw last year and for the couple of starts this year, and he takes the third spot, either way it goes, where I'm at is that third starter right now, I just don't have a lot of confidence in based off what we've seen. And that's a problem.
Even Spencer. Even with Spencer. Because I feel like you seem to have more confidence in Spencer right now than Lance.
Well, I haven't seen Spencer, so yeah, no, I don't know. I was just assuming that Spencer Arrighetti was going to take that next step. I got a lot of confidence in Spencer as a really, I mean, hell, he's a prospect at this point in time, if we're being honest. He hadn't pitched enough to be a solid MLB guy. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I like what I saw from Spencer. But I mean, I think what we've seen from Spencer pales in comparison to a good to great Lance McCullers at this point in his career. So either way it goes, whichever one of them steps up and takes that third spot, I'd feel a lot more comfortable about our Stros if that third starter in the rotation was a little bit more solid.
Yeah, text line coming through. In no way does Lance make me feel comfortable.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Listen, I'm not going to fight you off of that. He's had some rough starts, and as you said, he hasn't pitched before these 10 starts in 900 days in multiple years. But that's why, to me, the second half for him, the next however many starts for him, are big. Because to me, if you start to see a level of consistency for Lance and he strings together 6, 7, 8 starts, for me, like, his history has to also attach to that if he starts to string together some consistency. The first 10 starts have not been consistent.
No, it hadn't. But to the texture, I mean, that's the whole point of the conversation. I don't think anybody right now is in any way, shape, or form confident with Lance. That's what we're talking about. Like, that third starter in the rotation is up for grabs, and I'd feel a lot better about it if either Lance gets better or Eric Geddy comes back in his nails, one of the two. Right, I'm more comfortable right now with a trying to figure it out Lance in that four starter role is the point. I don't think anybody right now is confident that Lance McCullers down the stretch in a playoff series versus the best Major League Baseball has to offer is. I don't think anybody's confident in that guy being a factor. But hopefully he can get there. I think that's the point. Hopefully he can get there in the next 10 starts.
All right, hopefully Tyler can get to whatever the hell it was he put into the. Because it seemed really intense. I would really love to see what that is. Who the hell is that kid? Jesus.
He's like a guy from Tyler's Sterling, Big Town Sterling's.
It looks like Doogie Howser just walked out in this piece. And I'll just, okay. Oh, and he's 8 over. Well, not bad. All right.
He's 8 over.
Anyway.
Well, Richard Tedder.
Is that his name?
From Switzerland, it looked like. Yeah.
Well, Dick Tedder.
Look at it right there, number 5. Got her up.
Coming up, our offensive line watch.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.